With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Stamilt's Half Mile Closer to the Moon cherries are coming soon to a grocery store near you, and they should be easy to spot thanks to some rather clever marketing. Stamilt's Brianna Shale says it makes their job a lot easier.
But the bag and the packaging really does a lot of the marketing right there for the consumers, and it definitely resonates with people. We've had people call in and ask us when moon cherries are going to be available and where they can find them. So I think the flavor and the quality of the fruit is what drives that, but it's fun to see that.
But it wasn't until last year that they came up with this special day to celebrate these fantastic cherries.
Our team likes to have some fun around here, and so last year we created, there's so many national holidays today around, especially around food, and so last year we came up with, well, why don't we have something around moon cherries? And so we came up with National Chant at the Moon Day on August 15th.
So Shale says if you're into all things lunar, this should be right up your alley. So
that's really our way of celebrating that lunar cycle and the mystique behind the moon with consumers. And so this year we'll be doing lots of work on social media. We partnered with some influencers that will share moon cherries with their fans and their audience. And then we'll do some advertising on social media to get the word out about moon cherries and their availability, and also Chant at the Moon Day.
The late season varieties marketed through the moon cherry promotion include Skeena, Sweetheart, Staccato, and Centennial. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're going to announce the winner of the 2019 Apple Grower of the Year.
Congratulations to Bill and John Borton of Borton Fruit Company out of Yakima, Washington. Third generation growers on their family farm.
And that award will be presented on August 22nd at the Apple Crop Outlook Conference.
Cousins Bill and John Borton farm more than 6,500 acres of apples, pears, and cherries in central Washington, pairing family history with new technology and trying to stay competitive with new varieties like Rocket, a variety from New Zealand perfect for children in stores.
Boy, and the Bortons just keep moving forward, and through all that leave quite the legacy of family farming.
Valent, in conjunction with American Fruit Grower Magazine and the U.S. Apple Association, recognize apple growers that have gone above and beyond, making a true impact on the industry. And congratulations again to Bill and John Borton.
Well, thanks, Allison. We'll join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.